Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Great New York sports day. Are you hanging out to watch the Met game afterward? You know, they're doing a little watch party?
No, I'm going to go home and watch it.
All right.
Are you hanging? Well, you have to hang anyway. So.
Yeah, I'm going
to
be – I'm not on until – I'm on baseball night in New York after game two's – the post game after game two. So it could be a late night for me. I don't know what time that show's going to get on, depending
right.
on when these games start. But I'm really looking forward to it. A lot to get to today. BT and I, we're going to watch the game live with you once it starts at 1:10, and we'll just talk about it as we sit here and watch. Looking forward to that. Jets, of course, to react to, and the Knicks. And it's Knicks media day, BT. Jalen Brunson was talking about, what the hell was he talking about? I forgot, Hop. You told me. I know we had Josh Hart was talking about.
Reflects on Julius Randle, DiVincenzo.
Oh, thank you very much. Here you go.
Yeah. That was definitely tough, but thankful that Julius welcomed me with open arms here. It was crazy, but I'm really thankful for them and their friendships and everything and what they brought to this team. Really thankful I got to get a relationship with Julius, and the memories we made together, it was really fun. Absolutely. And Dante, he was a groomsman at my wedding. That should tell you everything you need to know about our relationship. And love him to death. And, we'll see him soon.
How much do you think that hurts them, BT, losing DiVincenzo?
It's got to hurt. It's got to hurt.
There's meaning no the
doubt.
Glue
it's
guy.
Gotta it's got to hurt them.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in his wedding. I mean, you stand next to somebody at the altar, that says it all, as he said. So, you know, the thing about Randle, too, and I don't want it to devolve into this, but it could if we let it, we won't. But Randle, to me, Randle impacted winning more than Carmelo Anthony did.
100%.
And there's going to be Knicks fans that hear that. They're like, what are you? No, it's not. No, it's true.
It's not even close, actually.
Yeah, and I'm not even here to debate that, but that's just me. That's me, you know, trying to just really show the appreciation for Randle, because that is a tough job. The franchise was just broken, and he came in here with a work ethic and a toughness and a skill set that just gave us hope.
The Knicks are not where they are right now without Julius Randle.
Uh-huh.
I know a lot of people have come and gone, you know, as far as fans, you know, we love him, all right, we're tired of him, get him out of here, don't sign him, trade him, move him, don't come back. Last year, there was legit debate, we were having it, whether it would be beneficial for them to get him back healthy going into the postseason.
I wasn't so sure that it was.
That's what I'm saying. So we were having debate on that, and we weren't alone. A lot of Knicks fans were. So Randle, though, ultimately still is a very, very important figure in Knicks history when you talk about him being there at the beginning of this turnaround, which we hope ends in a championship for the first time since 1973. But I will never forget what Randall brought. Passion. He was a legit all-star.
All-NBA twice.
All-NBA twice.
Yeah.
So I love Julius Randle as a Knick. I still just think there were too many question marks moving forward, which is why I like this trade and understand this trade. But the DiVincenzo part of it, not as impactful on the court as far as his production, but it's kind of gutting that Nova Knicks.
Yeah.
Thought. I know you bring in Bridges.
But yeah, you lose one, you add one.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if it's the same there, but you know, I don't know if Bridges was in Brunson's wedding. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But Randall really restored the logo. Like the Knicks, like the branding of the Knicks was just it was broken.
He took him to the four seed all by himself. All right, one more soundbite on the Knicks. Josh Hart talking about Karl Anthony Towns. I guess he might probably not supposed to do this with the tampering, whatever the hell, because the trade's not official.
Yeah.
Let's listen to Josh Hart talk about the newest member of the Knicks.
Hey, parents. We all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I mean, that's always a tough one, obviously, because the NBA is always a business, as you all know. But you know, you form relationships and friendships with guys, and I was with you, you know, here, you know, for what, a year and a half. I was with him in LA, obviously with Dante, you know, in college. So you have good relationships with those guys, and you, you know, hate to see, you know, guys like that go, especially with the caliber of player they are and also the caliber of people that they are. But, you know, like I said, sometimes, you know, the NBA is a tough business. And, you know, Cat's an amazing player, you know, someone who be really good in terms of spacing, knocking down shots, blocking shots, you know, creating attention, creating plays for his teammates. So, you know, it's, you know, you love it and hate it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's honest.
I
appreciate it.
Pretty much summed it up. But you have to, sometimes to get better, it's going to take, you know, something that hurts. You're not just going to go get great players all the time and feel no pain.
Mm-hmm.
At some point along the way, remember where we were even a year ago. Think about the reaction to where Knicks fans were upset that they traded R.J. Barrett and Emmanuel quickly.
We weren't.
We weren't. They were. I still don't understand how.
Yeah.
You would be upset at that. Knicks fans love their homegrown guys. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and this is a little different because DiVincenzo actually did something in the postseason, unlike the other two guys. And Barrett was whatever. He's okay, but he's always disappointing. DiVincenzo, it hurts because there was an emotional connection there to a guy that you know, was fiery and passionate.
He looked like one of us.
Yeah.
He acted like, to me, I watched Dante DiVincenzo, like, and if I was in the NBA, I feel like I would want to play that way,
right.
You know, as like as a guard who can jump and who had some style, can shoot. I mean, listen, the hard
toughness,
thing,
obviously,
absolutely,
that
no doubt. Like the hardest thing to do, because we do overinflate certain players, particularly when our teams are down. I think that not that Mattingly was overinflated, because when he was healthy, he was amazing. But part of the reason why I think Mattingly holds such a reverence in the hearts of Yankee fans my age is because we never won during his tenure, right? And that elevates, in a lot of ways, his impact, right? So there's the objective analysis, and then there's the sentimental analysis. The sentimental analysis pertaining to a lesser degree, DiVincenzo and Randall, that I understand that. And that's right. I think that gets in the way of some people objectively analyzing the trade, because if you objectively analyze the trade, there's no doubt the Knicks are now on the short list to maybe win a championship.
And they got the best player by far. Yep. And again, all due respect to Randall and DiVincenzo as a tandem, like, for what the Knicks are looking for in the fit, you could not find a better fit legitimately in the NBA than Karl Anthony Towns.
No, no, and people need to understand that he's going to play some four when Robinson comes. And I know Mitch is always hurt, and when he comes back, he might get hurt again. But when he comes back, you're going to play Karl Anthony Towns at the four, and he's going to be stretching things. And the guys in the corner, Bridges and OG, and Brunson with the pick and pop. And then suddenly the middle's wide open. Oh, look, there's a lob to Mitchell Robinson. Like, it's just going to be the limits of this offense. Oh my god,
in that case,
and rebounding, and fast breaks and outlets.
If you do have Robinson start at the five, and now again, that's a long ways away when he comes back healthy, and Towns at the four, Hart would be coming off the bench. That helps your bench tremendously.
Yeah, him and McBride.
Yes.
I know.
They're loaded up, dude. It's going to be a fun season with the Knicks.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week, because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.